Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good day to you. This is Molly McCord, and thank you for joining me as we take a look at what is happening in astrology this week. In today's show, we're going to talk about energetic openings and soul-level exfoliations, because we have quite an interesting mix of energies right now, and I thought we would go a little bit into what is happening and perhaps get some new understanding and some new guidance on how to make the most of right now. We have the Sun and Mercury in Gemini, and this is a very intelligent energy. It's a thinker. It's the desire to go deep with the details and the questions and the learning to get a grip on what is happening. Although Gemini just keeps going. It wants to keep asking more questions or digging in deeper. It's flipping between different sides of the brain. So there can be a restlessness right now, a unending search for information and understanding. But I hope that today's show gives you some insights into what you might be experiencing right now. Today is May 27th, 2019. It is actually a holiday here in the United States. It's Memorial Day. And I hope that you are enjoying a beautiful day wherever you are in the world. I know that thousands of you listen from all over the world. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for making time for this podcast. Just as a quick housekeeping note, this live podcast is going to be pushed back later in the day, and that's because my daily schedule is changing. So instead of going live at 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. on Mondays, it's going to be going live at 3 p.m. or noon Pacific time. So just a heads up, I know some of you listen live, and I wanted to let you know that's what's going on. Of course, many of you listen to the replays, and those are available as soon as the podcast is released. So let's take a look at what we have happening in the skies right now. One of the great things about astrology is that it's a wonderful tool for understanding the chaos of energies around us, for getting a grip on what is happening, what symbols, what archetypes, what messages are strong at this time. We can use astrology for many purposes, and my intention is to bring you more of the intuitive or spiritual insight into astrology to help it resonate with you at a soul level, because I believe that we are human beings experiencing this wild ride in human form, and yet we have the ability to stay connected to our spiritual selves, to our soul's wisdom, to a much, much bigger story than what we are always aware of. And I hope that this show returns you to this essence of who you are, and at least recalibrates or reconnects you to more of your energy field than perhaps you are aware of. We have energetic openings right now because of how the planets are dispersed across many different astrology signs at the moment. I'm going to talk about that. It's a time to stretch yourself, open up, expand. It's a time to look at where in your energy field you can connect to a new intention. And I'm seeing it as something that we receive first at a spiritual level. It's almost like getting that message or that whisper from the soul about where to look or where to turn your head. It's something, I'm seeing it as a new color, and it looks like a grid of colors, and we're being invited to work with new colors, to work with new textures, to work with new energies that were not available previously. And the reason why they're available now is because of that very intense Scorpio full moon that just happened on May 18th. And it was a deep, purging, transformational full moon. I almost said soul moon. How about that? let's call it a soul moon. It was a Scorpio soul moon because it was working at a very deep level of our energy fields. And one of the gifts of Scorpio is that something must die. And we think of it as, first you could think of it as a person, right? But no, this is an energy. This is something that you've been carrying in your energetic imprint. This is a part of you that has basically been a fear, a limitation, some outdated mode of control or a limited definition of power. And the Scorpio soul moon is something that we couldn't, you couldn't compromise. Like you can't be on both sides of the fence, okay? Scorpio is you choose this. You have conviction. You have conviction over something within yourself that you're ready to claim. And that is the power rising. So this Scorpio soul moon was very potent in a very big way, and it is something that we feel, and then it can take a while to show up and to show up as the new emergence of energies. And I feel like right now, as we're in this cycle behind the Scorpio full moon, is that we're in a cycle now of that exfoliation, that purging, but our minds are really active with all this Gemini energy. And our minds are active because we're searching for the answers and the knowledge and information. We're asking these questions about, well, what is it next? And it's a very human level mind. Gemini is ruled by Mercury. Mercury is the fastest planet. And it is designed to take us forward and to move us ahead. It is very much about how we think, communicate, mentally engage with the world around us. Your natal Mercury in your chart is how you think about the world, how you take information in. So if you think of Mercury as a filter, Mercury in different astrological signs has different filters, different understandings, different perceptions. So Mercury in Gemini right now, as well as the Sun in Gemini, is very keen, is a quick thinker, and wants to get to more information. It jumps around. It is not satisfied with being still. It's restless, inquisitive, curious. This can make it also draining, because the mind is active to the point of being overactive. This affects the nervous system. And Mercury and Gemini are associated with the nervous system. It's associated with that energy of indecision as well. So what we have right now is a deep desire to learn more about who you are in the wholeness of your energy field, in the vastness of your soul's energy and your spiritual gifts, a desire to learn about yourself at this new level of consciousness, at this new understanding of self. And it's something that could very well be shaking up what you thought was true or what you thought was certain. Now, every planet, every personal planet has a higher octave planet. I've talked about this before, and it's worth revisiting because of the strong Gemini energy. So Gemini is ruled by Mercury. The higher octave of Mercury, which is the human mind, is Uranus, which is the cosmic mind, cosmic intelligence, universal understandings, universal principles. Uranus is the evolved Mercury. Uranus is the non-human Mercury. So we each have our own Mercuries, our natal Mercuries, which are the filters, our understandings of the world. And then Uranus is basically that bigger, vaster energy that is always connecting to Mercury at some level. It's a bit like tuning the radio dials to a similar frequency. And so they talk to each other, Mercury and Uranus. And right now, Uranus is in the early degrees of Taurus and shaking up what we thought we valued. So we have this, it's like this undercurrent, or perhaps an overcurrent of energy saying, I know I'm different. And what I want in my life is shifting, and where I'm changing and growing is becoming more apparent to me. I can't deny it, and I have a new value system emerging. Uranus in Taurus is shaking up what you thought was true for you, what you thought you valued. It's reconfiguring your relationship with money, reconfiguring your possessions, reconfiguring how you want to live your life. And depending on where Uranus in Taurus is working in your chart, whichever house it's moving through slowly is where you're feeling these earthquakes or this awakening, because Uranus is the planet of awakening. So Uranus is going to move to 6 degrees of Taurus this year. And then we'll retrograde back to 2 degrees of Taurus next January. So the territory that Uranus is covering in your chart is going to be revisited 2 more times. Uranus will station retrograde at 6 degrees of Taurus, 37 minutes, on August 11th, and then we'll retrograde back to 2 degrees until January of 2020, and then go forward again in 2020. So we're really deeply reprogramming what we want in life, what we want in ourselves. And so that's the bigger picture, because remember, Uranus is the cosmic mind, universal intelligence. But all of that trickles down, that frequency connects to each of our personal Mercuries, where it vibrates. And so right now, with this very strong Mercury in Gemini, Sun in Gemini energies, I feel like our nervous systems are feeling this. Our brains are feeling this. We're feeling this restlessness, this energy of I'm different and I'm new and I want something else in my life. I'm ready for the next steps. And then, of course, our mind goes to how. How am I going to do that? How is this going to happen? How do I make this a reality? How? But within the spiritual principles, of which you may be familiar or may not be familiar with, spiritual principles, which are the universal spiritual laws, remind us that you don't need to know the how. You need to know your intention, which is your motivation, and your intention is essentially the direction you want the energy to go. And then you are empowered to make choices that are in alignment with that intention. And so, for example, we have a June 3rd Gemini new moon coming up. I just uploaded this video for you on YouTube, and it's a very buzzy Gemini new moon. And every new moon is a time of planting a seed, planting an intention, really understanding with mental clarity what you want to create. So let's say, for example, you understand and you know that you're ready for another job. You're done with this job. You're done with this role. You've been there, done that. Maybe there's something wrong with it, maybe not. But you can just feel that you've outgrown it. You're not interested. You're not engaged. Well, what your assignment is to gain clarity on what would be fulfilling, on what would be a new way to use your energy, and to understand that there are so many ways the universe, God, source, spirit can get us somewhere. And if you are really committed and you know yourself, which means you know your astrology chart, then you'll see in your chart what a fulfilling career would be, where to go, where you have natural talents, innate abilities, a way that you work with the world, that you're here to offer or share what you need to make money, to have a satisfying livelihood. And also on my YouTube channel, I have a whole playlist dedicated to understanding your midheaven. And this is valuable to know because when you understand the sign on your midheaven, you understand the energy that you're putting out into the world, how you're here to be recognized and seen, what you're here to offer the world, and then you look at the ruling planet of the midheaven. So I have a bunch of videos for you on the YouTube playlist that talk about midheaven and understanding some of the pieces of it. And that can help you gain clarity on your truest profession or role. So this is just one example. But it's important to know that we all feel these energies, but in different ways. And we all feel them at different levels of consciousness, and we all feel them on different timelines. And so this is how it's very unique. It's a very unique experience to be feeling these energies. So as I'm speaking about something, you know, it'll resonate for you in one way or one area of your life, and in somebody else it could be completely different. So trust what it is for you. Absolutely trust what it is for you. Now, the planets are in different signs right now. In fact, they're in Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Sagittarius, Capricorn, and Pisces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 astrological signs are in emphasis right now. They're being brought to our attention. And again, this can feel scattered. It can feel like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. What do I focus on? Well, you would always want to be aware of what your ruling planet is doing. And you have 2 ruling planets. Your ruling planet is related to your sun sign. So if your sun is in Cancer, your ruling planet is the moon. If your sun is in Capricorn, your ruling planet is Saturn. So that is your ruling planet. Then you have your chart ruler. Your chart ruler is associated with the sign on your ascendant. So if Aries is your rising sign, Mars is your chart ruler. If Taurus is your rising sign, Venus is your chart ruler, and so on. So if you're wondering, what the heck do I do right now? I'm feeling scattered. Where do I go? What do I do? Look at your ruling planets for focus, guidance, and intention. And these are good to keep track of and to be aware of. So we have a lot of energies present, and that means we have a lot of potentials present. And I interpret this to mean it's a time of opening, where it's good to spread your wings. It's good to follow something new. It's good to expand yourself with 7 astrological signs in the cosmos right now. There are more potentials and possibilities in different areas of your chart. And following these transits gives you insight into what that means and to what that looks like. I do teach a weekly class on the current transits. You can find the description below this show. We meet every Wednesday. It is live, or of course you can listen to the replay, and it goes over the transits in your chart every week, what to look for, what to be aware of, how to make the most of the energies right now. And I did this class because so many of you wanted to know about this, and it's a great way to really fast-track your knowledge of astrology. So the weekly astrology transits course follows all of these transits. And I feel like, you know, going back to opening up our energy fields, there's parts of ourselves that we're not always aware of. And it's through the transits that we meet and greet these parts of ourselves. And we say, oh, yes. I remember this now, or I forgot about this, and now I recall it. And that's because of how vast our energies are and how they are limitless. But to be in human form, you know, you have to choose a body, you have to have a physical presence, physical energies. So just by being in human form, we are limited. The limits of our physical world are related to Saturn. Saturn is the structures, the limits, time, choices. Saturn says you can only do so much. So, work on this. So both Saturn in your natal chart and Saturn transiting right now is saying right here is your assignment. Right here is where the work needs to be done. So we'll always have that sense of, well, there's work to be done, and I have to be responsible, and I know this is where the time and effort I put in counts, and it matters. But we also have a strong energy of openings. Openings right now. And I'm seeing it as the angel wings, opening, where if you were holding something tight to your chest, the angel wings are the opening, and it feels like something that's been stressful, worrisome, most definitely private. It's safe to say that everyone moves through their own private issues and healing themes. You know, everyone has a story that'll make you laugh. Everyone has a story that'll make you cry. We all have what we're carrying. We all have our relationships with ourselves that we're navigating and understanding and working with. And I'm feeling like for all the ways we can have these complex or intense internal worlds, I'm just getting the image of somebody with their, it feels like a female, so it feels like the feminine energies that are, their arms are crossed over the chest. And as those arms open up, and you can exhale, there's less restriction, there's new breath, there's fresh breath, there's the release of breath. So there's the release of what you've been holding, a release of the constrictions, the worries, the weight, and it's opening up these arms. And then that's where I see the angel wings that are sprouting. Oh my gosh, so cool. Wait a minute. They're not just sprouting. It's an overlay. Like there's two sets of angel wings. So like there's your human wings, and then there's the support of an angel right behind you. Okay, so they're showing this to me as if you have your own ability to fly and to feel that weightlessness, to feel supported even by angel wings. And then I feel it as an angel standing right behind you as well, as that second layer of wings. And so the duality actually coincides with the strong Gemini energy of two things. And I feel it as the strength of the internal angels and the strength of the external angels. And what if you just let go? Mentally, physically, spiritually, energetically. What if you just let go and be willing to see it differently? Be willing to see something in a new way and to see it with lightness, to see it with a fresh breath of air. And it's an opening. It's an opening in the lungs, you know, like when you just take some really intentional deep breaths and the breaths go down into your belly. And we typically have to do that intentionally. We don't normally breathe that way. But when you do, it loosens that tension in the stomach, and then there's an opening in the lungs, and there's an opening in the throat, and there's an opening in the jaw. So breathing exercises are very important right now, which makes sense, of course, with this strong air energy, the strong Gemini air energy. So that would be a beautiful intention to hold, is to focus on your breath, focus on intentional breathing, and allowing the breath to go deeper and allowing it to be wider, the wider energy, almost like the width of the lungs is what I'm seeing. So this feels very cleansing. It's a time of cleansing. Cleansing with the breath and then cleansing where we've been mentally stuck. As I do this show, the sun in Gemini is at 5 degrees, just about to get to 6 degrees of Gemini and making a sextile to Chiron in Aries at 5 degrees. And this is the relationship between our egos and our minds. Reconfiguring how we think, how we conceptualize, and how we understand ourselves. But it's a sextile, and so the relationship has a harmony to it and a flow of newness. I mean, I'm just feeling this new energy, which is really strong with Chiron in Aries. This relates to the root chakra. Chiron in Aries, the root chakra, sun in Gemini, the throat chakra. The right to say what you need to say, the desire to speak yourself into existence, the desire to honor your existence, the need to be very clear about the power of the mind, how it affects the body, because it's all connected, of course. It's all connected. And this is a time of higher consciousness for both the root chakra and the throat chakra. Almost like there's these new energy channels moving between the two, where it's getting stronger in that confidence and that courage and safety. And then this, it changes. I'm hearing language. It changes our language, first to ourselves and then to others. A lot going on, isn't there? A lot happening. And when we are mindful of it, it really makes a difference in how we experience it and feel it. And I'm just feeling like the throat chakra is being cleansed and cleared. And I'm feeling it related to the third eye chakra too. And that this is where we're getting some new understandings and information about ourselves as timeless beings. And it's part of what's next in a cycle, because after that Scorpio full moon, when parts of ourselves had to die, it now allows in these new concepts to emerge. So this could be something that you see with your third eye. Like, I'm feeling more people's third eye energies popping, expanding, getting brighter and clearer as well. So there's a lot going on here. And I feel like what we're understanding is how very cosmic we are and how very expansive we are, and that it's part of this new age of Aquarius energies where we are opening up to much bigger definitions and understandings of ourselves in the galaxy, as well as more that we're capable of. And this is an awakening to our spiritual gifts, our intuitive gifts, and multidimensional gifts. So it's moving fast, and it's moving fast with the Sun and Mercury in Gemini. It's moving fast up to this Gemini new moon on June 3rd. And then in July, we have our two eclipses, which are often timeline changes and portal openings that are quickening us, expanding us, moving us forward. I have a separate show for you on those July eclipses. And because they're in cardinal signs of Cancer and Capricorn, they are an initiation of energies. They are meant to have us see something new in our lives and in ourselves. So I believe that's all I'm going to cover today. And I feel like we covered a lot in only 30 minutes or so. So I hope that these messages resonated and gave you some good things to think about, to sit with. And I'll be back on Wednesday with the show for the weekly energies. Until then, I wish you a beautiful journey, beautiful openings, beautiful understandings into more of who you are. And as always, thank you for joining me and listening to this show. So take good care, and I will see you Wednesday. Bye-bye.